Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, and now also the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. I think that's what I have been coming into the conclusion that this little event will be known as. But I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of songs for you. This is Monahan's Mudder's Mill. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore Moon someday. I was 12 years old when my daddy brought me here with two brothers who loved to laugh. But 10 to 20 in this muddy hole, we lost our laughing muscle mold. My brothers lost their lives in Mudder's gas. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore Moon someday. My daddy raised one fist to tell the boss he's pissed. Another to the foreman on their shift. But when he raised the shovel to protest his lowly troubles, he was shot down and dumped in a muddy dish. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore Moon someday. Well, mutton's all I know, I'm still up enough to go and take my own three boys far from here. Maybe another place much worse in this here cold verse. Till then I drink my Monahan's for cheer. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore Moon someday. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. Praise Joss! If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore Moon someday. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mudder's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore Moon someday. Welcome all, my name is Mark Gunn, I am the Celt Father, and I have some fun songs for you, including this one right here.
I'm a weaver, a Celtic weaver, I'm a rash and a rolling blade. I've got silver in my pocket, and I'll follow the roving trade. I come in by Glasgow City, and see whiskey I chanced to smell. I walked and sat down beside her. 7 long years I loved her well. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teaching. Nancy soon had me beguiled. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. I'll go back to the Calton weaving. I'll surely make the shuttles fly. I'll make more at the Calton weaving. Never I hit it in a roving way. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. All your weavers, your Calton weavers, all your weavers, where you be, beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. She'll ruin you as she ruined me. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
So, what is the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival? Well, it's basically I decided that I wanted to put together a daily concert on the way up to St. Patrick's Day.
Again, probably not on St. Patrick's Day because, you know, most of us Celtic musicians will be gigging. But you never know. There might be some. And this is going to be this is the debut year. So it's pretty much going to be just me this year. Next year, I'm going to enlist the help of other people to make this a bigger event. And I hope we pull in maybe, you know, if we get five other Celtic bands. And it might even happen this year. There's still a few more days left. But if I can enlist the aid of the five other bands, then all of a sudden this will turn into a real online phenomena Celtic festival. So if there's any Celtic bands out there that you know who are playing Irish or Scottish or any sort of St. Patrick's Day music, then feel free to drop them an email. Let them know about this video right here and tell them to email me. They can email music@CelticMusicPodcast.com, and I would love to get them on to the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. The crowd goes wild. Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Did you hear about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh Lord, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. What you got? A lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jeff Dempsey. That's my brother, Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. Killed 50 barmen in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man. Hell's fire. Don't push. Just shove. Plenty of room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. Lady's leg. And a punch doesn't stink about a shit. Big shit. Takes all the enemy in the Navy. Take the wind off Sylvester. Well, he taught he'd take a trip to Italy. Thought that he'd go by sea. He jumped off the harbor in New York and he swam like a great big shark. Then he saw the Lusitania in distress. What'd he do? Put the Lusitania on his chest. Big chest. Drank all the water in the sea and he walked all the way to Italy. That was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He's got 50 firemen in the West. He knows no rest because the man hells fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. Lady's leg. Puts them sick in battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy. Take the wind off Sylvester. Well, he tried to take a trip to old Japan. He brought out the big brass band. He played every instrument they got. What a lad. He played the whole lot. Then the old church bell will ring. Church bell. The old church choir will sing. Hell's fire. They all turned out to say farewell to my big brother Sylvester. That was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He'll fit the environment in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man. Hell's fire. Don't push. Just shove. Plenty of room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. Lady's leg. A punch down a sink of battleship. Big shit. He takes all the army and the navy. Take the bra off Mae West. You like my mug here? I'm very proud of that little mug. I actually had a whole bunch commissioned. This was done by Martin Woodworks, I believe it is. If you want the information, just email me. I'll see if I can forward that, the email address. I don't think he has a website. He does custom, awesome mugs. And he's not a sponsor or anything, but I just love his mugs. He's just brilliant. So. All right. One of my favorite songs from my youth and on. I didn't grow up actually listening to a whole bunch of Celtic music, St. Patrick's Day music, but I was born on St. Patrick's Day, so that counts for something, right? Well, this song that I'm going to do is one of the songs that I did know when I was a wee lad, and it is called Loch Lomond. Banks and by yon bonny breeze, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever once ago. By yon bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore you. My true love will never meet again. Bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Then that we parted by the unshady glen, on the steep, steep side of Inlomond, where in purple hue the highland hills are new, the moon coming out in the locked open. All the wee birdies sing and the wildflowers spring, sunshine, waters, lie sleeping, but the broken heart can't make second spring, and wait for me sea spray or greetings. You'll take high road and I'll take your road, and I'll be in Scotland for you, and me and my true love will never meet again. Bonnie banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take High Road and I'll take Low Road, and I'll be in Scotland though for you, but me and my true love will never meet again. We're Bonnie banks of Loch Lomond, but me and my true love will never meet again. Bonnie banks of Loch Lomond.
All right. You know, I wanted to let you know, I'm going to grab my tuning wrench here, that if you want to join the chat, you can head on over to google.com/plusMarkGunn, MARCGUNN. And there's a chat, and you can, log on and say, hi, which songs do you want to hear? And I might be able to play something for you for this performance. There's that note that I was looking for. In the meantime, I think I'm going to do an a cappella song while I do a tuning session. It's one of those things that I do. The otter harp, that's the instrument that I play. It has 36 strings, and it's very temperamental, especially when it's been sitting in my basement and it's nice and chilly down here and the weather's been changing a lot. And this song that I'm going to sing for you, it's got a great little chorus. It goes like this. And if you want to sing along, you are welcome to sing along. And of course, you know, I'm not necessarily going to hear you, but you know, what do you... It goes like this. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. High atop a lonely moor, a widow lived alone. And in she kept, and as she slept, her pillow heard her moan. Oh, many's the lonely traveler who spent the night with me. There's no man in all creation who gives content to me. Well, some can manage once or twice, and some make three or four. It seems to me a rarity is the man who can do more. I do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. And as she spoke these words, sure, she heard her front door bell. And the wind, the cold and lonely, across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door. So boldly ran the widow, and the door she opened wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. Well, she gave him bread and brandy, and when that he was fed, he said, my dear, no, have no fear, it's time to come to bed. For I heard your plea right down below, and I've come to see things right. But you must come to hell with me if I can last the night. She said, you randy devil, to this bargain I'll agree. For hell on earth, or hell in hell, it's all the same to me. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. So as they tumbled in the bed, the devil he proved well. He thought before the night was through that she'd be in his hell. But when they came to number 9, the widow cried out, more! And when the 12th time came around, the widow cried, encore! At 25, the devil felt compelled to take a rest. But the widow cried, come raise your head and put me to the test. At 69, the widow laughed. Again, she cried. And the devil said, well, I can see just how your husband died. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door. At 99, the devil, he began to wail and weep. He said, I'll give you anything if you'll let me go to sleep. Before the morning light was up, the devil hobbled home, and the widow, still not satisfied, once more was left alone. She lay there on her pillow, she thought on 99. It's a pity that poor devil couldn't manage one more time. I'll call him up again tonight to see what can be done. With a little more application, we can make it to the ton. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. But when she called to him that night, no devil did appear. For the first time in eternity, the devil, he shook with fear. He said, of all the torments I witness here in hell, I never knew what pain was till I rang your front door bell. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. Yep. All right. Hey, Jan, how you doing? We got a person on the chat here. You know, it occurred to me that, yeah, you're welcome to type anything in there if you have any song requests. It occurred to me, though, that I posted a questionnaire on the Celtic Music Magazine, and I was trying to find out some good St. Patrick's Day songs for kids. That, of course, last song was not one of them, nor will the next one be. But what I would like to know is if you have any thoughts on good St. Patrick's Day songs for kids, I'd like you to post them in the comments of here, wherever you're at here, and so I can get some good ideas, because I thought it'd be good also to do a St. Patrick's Day for Kids show as part of this Internet St. Patrick's Day Music Festival week or whatnot. So let me know what you think. The next song that I'm going to do goes like this. It has a part for you. When I say kilted, you shout kilted. I don't know how this is going to work with, you know, no response. So I say kilted. Kilted! Kilted. Do I have to do that both times? I'll figure it out while I play. I don't think I've ever done this before on a live show. So that's the trouble with doing live performances where you are just singing here. And of course, when I tried it once, did one of these shows with, I had call and response. A call and response song, and it was really weird because there was a time delay. So I said, "Killed it, killed it, killed it." Oh wait, no, you're like 30 seconds too late, man. I am a young Scotsman from America. The kilt is my pleasure, it's true. You can call it a skirt, but your lady will flirt. If she has a chance, she'll leave you. That's why I'm kilted, kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Thank you, Jan. She's typing kilted for me. I feel like a man, both noble and strong. When my dance, the kilt kisses in time. But I must confess, it's for the ladies I dress. And a dress, too. Is that a crime? Yes, you're kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I have no red hair and my skin isn't fair. It does nothing to show off my pride. But my Scottish family tree I wear on me, and it makes ladies giggle and sigh. That's why I'm kilted, kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. So don your kilt, my good Scottish friend, and let your flag blow and unwind. They ask what's beneath your kilted sheath. Tell them it's lipstick they'll find. When you're kilted, kilted, with the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. So you can't get away with a St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival without Danny Boy, right? Or at least parodying it. Oh, Danny Boy. Oh, God, I went straight to the original. I guess I will do that one. Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back. Summer's in the meadow, and all the flowers hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here, 'tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. My fingers got all tied up there. But when you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft tread above me, and all the birds, totally forgetting lyrics. 'Til I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. At last I'll sleep in peace until you come to me. Wow, man. Been a while since I've played that, and obviously I haven't played it soon enough. So, for that purpose, oh Danny Boy, the alarm is not yet ringing, yet I awake with you licking me on my cheek. Ouch, stop it! The morning's come too soon and you won't stop meowing. Why won't you let me have one good night's sleep? At 3 a.m. I awoke, you were at the window. You pulled the blinds and meowed into the air. I threw a pillow and said, would you be quiet? Thought it a game, so you came and chewed my hair. When I come home tonight to find you sleeping, you look so sweet lying in that chair you share. I don't know why I have this great desire to watch you run as I yell into your ear. And
My revenge, it is only just beginning. Not in moments rest, this evening you will see. Till 11 p.m. when I lay down and I'm dreaming. At last I'll sleep in peace until the morning.
That one worked. It just occurred to me, Jan, who is on the chat, made this lovely banner. Thank you, Jan. Thank you. Isn't it awesome? So the next song that I want to do is a song that was inspired by a TV show called Firefly, and it's all about a soldier who is, there are a couple soldiers who are on the Battle of Serenity Valley, or this could be soldiers anywhere, and they're fighting for their lives, and they're not going to survive. So one of the soldiers tells his friends as he's on his deathbed, bring me home to my family. It's called Bring Me Home, Boys.
Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Go and tell my mama I died a man. When my breath has left, bring me home. I was brave, boy, as best I can. I held my gun as I shot a man. Bullets pierce my heart, can't feel my hand. So go and tell my papa I died. Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Go and tell my mama I died. My breath has left, bring me home. The judge said, boy, don't you run. I don't care if the alliance comes. I saw him die, but I took a stand. So go and tell my brother I died again. Bring me home. My mama, I died a man. When my breath has left, bring me home. It's you and me, boy, I left alive. And I can tell not long until I die. I did not run, cause you're my friend. So go and tell my sister I died. Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Go and tell my mama I died a man. When my breath has left, bring me home. Bring me home, boys, bring me home. Bring me home. Tell my mama I died a man. When my breath has left, bring me home. Go and tell my mama I died a man. When my breath has left, bring me home.
Well, that song is on a CD called Firefly Drinking Songs, and it's actually a studio-produced version will be out on my next album, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. And it's a lot of sci-fi and drinking songs. I've been doing some shows of that at some sci-fi conventions, and they've been big hits. But I want to tell you really quick about Irish Celtic music. It's a compilation CD that I produced, and a lot of great music, a lot of instrumental, awesome tunes. That all the sales of it go towards non-profit Celtic organizations. A lot of Celtic festivals in particular, some Celtic organizations. I've sent a lot of money to Texas Scottish Festival, Stone Mountain Highland Games. There's been the Austin Celtic Association, the Alabama Celtic Association. There's Arkansas Celtic Music Society, I think. There's a whole bunch of organizations that this album benefits. So if you enjoy what you hear and you want to support either me or just you want to support Celtic music in general, then I want you to follow the link down below, which will be up there once I finish this show, and you can buy a copy of one of these things on iTunes or Amazon, or you can also buy a digital copy straight through the Celtic Music CD store at CelticMusic.org, and it's a great way to support this this podcast, this event as it is, and hopefully those albums will do extremely well on the charts, and you might hear a lot more of this music and be able to support these organizations. So I hope you enjoy what you've heard, and I'm going to finish up with one final song, unless there's any requests thrown out last minute. This is your last chance, Jan. I have one more song that I have planned at right now, and this song is Molly Malone. I will be back again tomorrow at 9 a.m. for day 3 of the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival, and this is brought to you by the Pub Songs Podcast, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Celtic Music Magazine, and you can find all the links to those in the show notes. So I will talk to you soon. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, selling cockles and mussels alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and church was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. They each wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever and no one could save her. That was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Let me hear you. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Let me hear your coworkers hear you. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. One more time. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Selling cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Thank you for listening to the Pub Songs Podcast at pubsong.com. I hope you enjoyed this performance, and if you did, please visit that website and show your support by, you know, telling a friend about this, sharing this video, and I hope to see you again tomorrow. Sláinte.